You are now listening to the Steve Dez Island Podcast. Get ready for some tropical conversations and some refreshing guests. Now, here's Steve Dez.
Hey, what's going on, people? Steve Dez here in the building. Yeah, Steve Dez is here with a new Steve Dez Island Podcast, the podcast that I bring my most talented and famous friends that happen to, you know, live around here in Hollywood, in California, in L.A., and they come, stop by, and talk about things that are happening right now in their lives and things of that nature, you know? And today, we have a very, very, but super, super special guest, because this guy is extremely hilarious, people. He's not only a very talented actor in such television programs like Glee.
Mm. I can't say that.
I can't say that? No. Oh, no. Oh, I'm sorry.
Because I wasn't technically an actor in Glee. I was just a prop with a mouth.
You were a prop with a mouth.
That's what an extra is called.
Oh, wow. Well, I was an extra in a lot of things, and I still put it on my...
Yeah, you better stop doing that. You better stop doing that.
I better
that.
Stop doing that.
Okay. Yeah, that's not going to fare well.
He's also a super duper talented improviser with credits such as Second City, UCB, Iowa West, you name it. He got it. And he's also an amazing writer. And if you have that credit under your belt, it means you're an amazing person. Ladies and gentlemen, Carl Tart!
On the Steve Island Podcast.
Hell yeah, man.
Sunshine.
I like how you have the Steve Dez Island Steve Dez Island Podcast with a British girl.
With a British girl? So, yeah, I mean, it's a very exclusive island. Mm. That's why, you know. I only allow British people, minorities.
Okay.
And crazy drunk female white woman.
All right. Yeah.
What, female white
women? That's exclusive.
That's pretty exclusive, right?
Because female white women are much better than male white women.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be here.
I'm super happy to be here. I almost didn't make it here because yesterday I was at Groundlings.
Mm-hmm.
I was coming out of Hep's show because she was having the writing lab graduation.
Hep Jameson, shout out to Hep Jameson. She passed that class.
She passed, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to Hep. What up, Hep?
What up, Hep?
What up, Hep? How's the baby?
Tell us, Hep, now.
Right now.
Right now, tell us.
Tell us. How's Jonesy?
We're waiting. No?
No?
You're not going to tell us?
You're not going to? Okay.
Okay, don't tell us.
Okay. Well, I'm going to ask you later.
Yeah.
All right? Meanie. But I was out of that, and Heb told me, hey, you want to go to the dark room and have a couple drinks? I'm like, yeah, okay, let's go. And she bought me drinks. Mm-hmm. I bought her drinks. And then I met these two producers that they produce music for the Black Eyed Peas, for Will I Am.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and like, I told them I was a comedian, and they started telling me, what are your top five comedians of all time?
Uh-huh.
And I was telling him, Louis C.K. because of this, George Carlin because of this, Richard Pryor because of this, Dave Chappelle because of this. And then the fifth one, I said Mitch Hedberg. They don't know who's Mitch Hedberg.
Two producers don't know who Mitch Hedberg is.
Yeah. Okay. They do music.
Oh, music producers. Music producers.
Okay. And I told them about Mitch Hedberg and why do I think he's one of the greatest, even though he's like a clean comic and all these things. And they look up their jokes and they were laughing at it. Mm-hmm. And they were like, just for your top four, just because we know them, I respect you already. And they started buying me drinks. Yeah. So after drinks getting bought here and there, I was getting free drinks like everywhere. I was like kind of the hoe of the bar.
The hoe of the bar.
The hoe of the bar. And I had to go home. I was calling Shoney, hopefully, because he lived close. Because I was going to go to his house to finish the sketch that we were writing and to game for a little bit. But he was gearing up for his trip to Alaska.
Yeah.
So he was like, oh, my bad, homie. I'm not home yet. Yeah. I'm like, I got to go home. So I just rushed home. Mm-hmm. I got here, knocked out. Woke up. I'm like messing up. Woke up. I was smoking weed.
Uh-huh.
And then I got out. And I went to Panda Express. I had the munchies.
Yeah.
And then a cop stopped me. And he said that I was, like, wobbling in the streets.
Yeah.
Like, I was changing lanes here and there. I didn't see that.
You got stopped by a Rampart cop? Remember what I told you?
It wasn't a Rampart cop.
Oh, okay.
It was down by USC.
Oh, okay.
So those are different cops.
Those are different cops, yeah.
Yeah. And he said, let me check your, you know, driver's license and all that stuff. And then, have you been drinking or under the influence or any drugs? I'm like, no. And he's like, okay, I want to do a test. Come put your head by your window and see this flashlight. Now see my finger. I'm going to move my finger. Don't move your head, but move your eyes.
Uh-huh.
And he did this, literally. He moved his finger to the left. Then he moved his finger to the right.
Mm-hmm.
And he stayed there for like 30 minutes. It felt like 30 minutes, but it was like, you know, like 20 seconds or whatever. But he stayed. Yeah. He just stayed there. And he's like, okay, you can go. It's fine.
Okay. That's a test.
That's a test. Passed it.
Driving while black. It.
But I'm here. I'm here, people.
You made it.
I made it. And I'm here with the most talented and funny Carl.
Oh, man.
Tarts. And now you're going to Amsterdam, man.
I'm going to Amsterdam on September 27th. So all the ladies watching this on Ustream, if they're all none of you, all the ladies listening to this podcast, by the time you hear it, I may be gone. But if I'm still here.
I mean, this is going to be up tomorrow.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll still be here. All the ladies, let me know.
Just
let me know.
Let you know?
There's nothing sexual involved in that statement. Just let me know.
Where can they let you know?
They can let me know about problems they have in their lives. I'm always here to listen. They can let me know what time they got to be places. They can let me know any information they want to let me know.
What about if they want to let you know their shoe sizes?
Hey, tell me your shoe size and I'll tell you mine. It's a size 4.
But what about if they don't ask for yours? They just want to tell you their shoe size.
I feel like a conversation should be double. You can't just like vent out to me completely and then not expect me to reciprocate.
So you always reciprocate?
Always.
Always?
I have good conversations, good hearty conversations when I talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, I'm not going to be saying much else this whole time. No, I'm kidding. What is that?
Oh, that's just a button.
Oh, okay.
A thing that just pops in, pops out. It just happens.
Yeah.
Just happens.
Now, I'm moving to Amsterdam. I'm performing
for a year.
For at least a year. That's
at
my
least
first
a year?
Contract. I got my contract in the mail today. I need to sign it and scan it back to him.
Are you performing every night?
I think like three or four nights a week.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
And you should perform more.
I will. I will have the opportunity to perform on my own when I'm not performing there.
Mm-hmm.
But they give like I'm performing for a theater called Boom Chicago. Google
and
it.
You doing improv?
Improv and sketch.
Improv and sketch.
Improv
okay.
and sketch. Boom Chicago. Shout out to Boom Chicago for taking a chance on your boy.
Hell yeah, Boom Chicago.
And a lot of cool ass people have done it. Actually, I was listening to a podcast on the way over here with Jordan Peele from Key and Peele. Jordan Peele is a Boom Chicago alumni.
Bam.
Seth Meyers is a Boom Chicago alumni. Jason Sudeikis is a Seth Meyers.
Is
alumni.
A Seth Meyers alumni.
He has his own
troupe. Yeah, in Amsterdam. Yeah. He did Boom Chicago and then he branched off.
And he did Boom Seth Meyers.
Boom Seth Meyers.
Nah, he's a force to be reckoned with. But yeah, man, I'm excited. I'm scared. I don't know what it's going to be like. You come from a foreign country, which is
It's an American territory.
But it's an American territory.
Yeah, they mainly speak Spanish.
Okay.
But they also speak English.
So, like, you guys use American money?
Yeah, we do.
The USD? I'm gonna be switching over to the euro.
And then for the amount of money you pay here for rent, you can buy a house over there.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So for $750 or for $1,075, you can buy a house?
You can buy a house. Damn. It's not gonna be a super amazing house, but you can buy a house.
So if I went over there with $1,000,000, would I just be the man?
You'd be the man. You'd be the man because, property is cheap. Food is cheap. Women are cheap. Everything's cheap over there.
Could I have my own basketball court in my house and have Carlos Arroyo and JJ Bread come over and just train me?
For a week.
All right.
Yeah, because their contracts run pretty, they're
used to real money. They're used to real money. They like, nah, we off that Puerto Rican USD. We on that Dallas.
We don't want Orlando. Getting paid by Platanos.
Yeah. That's it. I get it.
Have you ever had Platanos?
Platanos?
Yeah. Plantains?
Oh, yeah, I've had those.
They're called Platanos in Spanish.
What do I look like going to a store? Man, let me get some Platanos. Somebody bring me a pile of Platanos. Stat.
That's what you should do. Give me some Platano, some Mofongo.
Some Mofongo? What is Mofongo?
Mofongo is basically smash plantains into like a big mountain.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It's really good. It has garlic and like onions
but
on
different
it.
Different places prepare their plantains differently. Like in Puerto Rico, you guys fry them, right?
We fry them.
But
we
like,
steam
are they like
them.
Crispy? Because like in Jamaican restaurants, like they're like soft and like caramelized. And I was on like a plantain kick for like 2 weeks where I was just going to Food for Less because they were on sale for like 22 cents. And I was just going and getting them. I was really into them. And like you got to get them like black, like super black.
Black?
Yeah, they say that that's when they're good is when like the outside is like,
no,
you look like it's going to be rotten. That's when they, and I was just like cutting them up, slicing them sideways like that, throwing them in some olive oil, and they were just there.
No, you should have it green or yellow. Green is when it's like when you, I think the ones you were saying that they're pretty crispy and hard, you know, and when it's yellow, it's sweet.
Yeah.
Sweet plantains, basically.
But when it's damn near black, like when it's like, like you, if you saw a banana this color, you'd be like, gross, somebody get that out of my life. But when you see the plantain this color, that's when you're supposed to eat it, man. Like, you're supposed to just...
And that's how the Jamaicans eat it?
Look, I'm not a Jamaican, but this is just... I was checking recipes online. I was looking at different things. And, you know, I like the way the Jamaicans cook. When I go to Derrick's Jamaican food or Coley's or something like that...
Where's that at?
All over in South Central Los Angeles.
I haven't had good Jamaican food out here.
No, you should go to Derrick's or Coley's, man. La Tierra Square. Magic Johnson's TGI Fridays over there. Magic Johnson's.
Magic Johnson restaurant?
It's TGI Fridays, but Magic Johnson owns it.
Oh, he owns all the TGI Fridays?
Not all of them, but that one over there.
Magic Johnson owns. I think Magic Johnson and Jay-Z have a competition. Who can own the world first?
Yeah. Jay-Z owns a lot of stuff on the East Coast, and Magic Johnson owns a lot of stuff here in L.A.
Yeah. He owns the Dodgers, the TGI Fridays,
Starbucks.
Part of the Lakers, Starbucks.
Jamba Juice.
Jamba Juice?
I believe. I'm just naming stuff that's over there in that complex. The Ralphs, Magic Johnson's Ralphs.
And Jay-Z has the Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake? Is that?
Nah.
Oh, okay. I don't know. Maybe he does. Jay-Z Steak and Shake?
I mean, he owns 2K Sports, like part of it. He produced the last game, 2K13.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I remember that. The Brooklyn Nets actually got a chance to do something good this year.
You think so?
Yeah, man, they got Paul Pierce. It's the first time Paul Pierce ever been on another
team. Yeah, well, Paul Pierce left because Doc Rivers left.
Yeah. Doc Rivers is gone. Well, I know the Celtics are going to be terrible.
They're going to be horrible. Rondo's still there?
Rajon Rondo is still there.
Wow. Well,
who's he going to throw the ball to? Chris Humphries? Blah.
But in a way, it's good for Rondo because now he can have that feeling of having a team in his back.
Yeah.
Like entirely. Because KG's gone, right? Paul Pierce's gone. Doc Rivers gone.
What's his name?
Ray Allen's been gone.
Yeah. It's going to be good, though. It's going to be a good season.
Who do you think is going to be in the finals?
The New Orleans Pelicans, because that's my favorite team, even though I'm wearing
the
Clippers
Pelicans.
Sweatshirt right now.
Wow.
That's my squad, man. I'm a Hornets. I've been a Hornets fan since they moved to New Orleans. I'm originally from Mississippi.
I didn't like that name change, though.
I wasn't great with it when it first happened, but then I saw the gear. I'm like, okay, I can get down with
it. I can't deal with the name, man. Pelicans. I prefer the Hornets.
I do, too.
I prefer way more the Hornets than the Pelicans.
Yeah, I agree. I agree with that. But I got to ride for my city. In case you guys, we haven't talked about my origin. We know Steve Dez is from Puerto Rico. Puerto Rico. I am from Mississippi.
Mississippi.
Which is just a little north of Puerto Rico.
Do you know Red Lick?
Red Lick?
Mm.
What's Red Lick?
I think it's called Red Lick, Mississippi.
Oh, I don't know that place. You been there?
No, I haven't been there. I have a friend from there.
Oh.
His name is Davion.
I don't know. Introduce me to Davion. I'm not familiar with Red Lick. Mississippi's got like a bunch of tiny little places. Like when I went to my family reunion last year, we had our family reunion in a town called D-Lo.
D-Lo?
D
apostrophe?
Apostrophe L-O. Yeah.
There was a wrestler called D-Lo Brown.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, you remember?
Yeah.
Woo, crazy guy.
Yeah. No, it was we had it in D-Lo at a campground. Beautiful place. Like, really cool. But in like the original name of the town came when the town's like below sea level kinda. And when it would flood or something, they called it the town too damn low. Oh. You can shorten that on male to D-Lo.
D-Lo. Oh.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. Everybody from Mississippi is really tight. Because I've noticed that from people, at least I know a few people from Mississippi out here.
Yeah.
And they're all like, every time they like become instant best friends.
Well, yeah, because like you never meet people from Mississippi this far out. Like, there's one other improviser that I know named David Brown. Shout out to David Brown.
David Brown, Steve shout Brown.
He's on Private
Street. Carlos is giving shout outs today, people.
Shout out.
Oh, for free. Bring his B game.
Live tweet Steve Dez right now if you want a shout out. I promise you we won't get to it. You remember Private Street?
Yeah.
Yeah, they beat us after 19 weeks in the cage match at Old Bullshit. Oh, don't do that.
BS.
No, it's cool.
It's cool, people.
But David was on that team, mm-hmm. and he's from Mississippi.
And they brought all the audience that day.
Hey, man.
I'm just saying,
you're trying to stir it up.
You want
to
be starting something?
Yeah, you're trying to be starting something. It's too high to get over. And too low. D-low. To get up.
D-low. There you go.
Too damn low.
It's called a callback, people.
It's callback, folks.
Picking it up from the ground.
Picking it up. You guys will know this. It's not that many people from Mississippi. So all your friends from Mississippi introducing me before I leave and be here until September 27th. Ladies, let me know.
September 27th.
September 27th.
It's going down.
Let me know.
I have a friend. His name is Earl Jamin Green.
Mm-hmm.
He's from some part of Mississippi. Can't remember right now. And then Daviana Andres, he's from Red Lick, Mississippi.
Red Lick. I don't even know. I've never heard of that place.
It has to be a really tiny place.
Sounds great. Where'd you meet these people?
I'm at the AMDA.
AMDA, that's... See, how do you hear... You come from Red Lick. You really got to be trying hard to mm-hmm. be an American musical dramatic artist
mm-hmm.
to come all the way to AMDA.
He did it.
Red Lick, Mississippi.
He did it. He told me a story. He went to, he got the chance to go to performing arts school
mm-hmm.
somewhere in Mississippi.
Mm-hmm.
And then he auditioned for AMDA and got it and came over here.
That's tight, man. That's tight. That's called talent right there.
You need that, man. Look at you going to Amsterdam shit. That's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool, man. I'm excited to go. I'm scared.
I mean, you got to be scared, man, when you're trying new things. But
I got to make sure I have enough money to go over there.
See, I would have been more scared if it was like Japan or something.
I
would have to go to North Korea.
Look, the longer the plane ride, the more scared I am.
Really?
Like, Amsterdam's only 10 hours. That's the longest plane ride I'll ever be on in my life. The longest ever.
Not really.
Yeah.
You never know.
Well, no. Up until that day.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm probably going to have to fly many places.
Mm-hmm.
Might be an astronaut one day. Might fly to Mars. That'll be a long ass plane ride.
Hey, you might have to fly to Mars.
That's what you said. You didn't hear me?
You said Mars?
Mars. I don't ever say any other planet.
Mm.
You can't go to any other planet.
You could probably go to other planets.
You go to Saturn?
Someday.
Yeah, someday.
You know Pluto's not a planet?
Not anymore.
It's crazy. And I had to memorize that when I was like in eighth grade.
Yeah. Pluto got kicked out.
Got kicked out, man.
He was causing trouble. Pluto was talking shit, and guy was like, bounce, homie. You got to go.
You're too small. You got to be over 35 pounds.
I assume that amongst the planets, Pluto had little man's syndrome, Napoleon complex. Pluto had Napoleon complex. Napoleon complex.
Have you seen the movie Pootie Tang?
Yes, of course I've seen Pootie Tang. How dare you ask me that?
I still, to this day, I don't know why I find that movie so funny.
That movie's great. That movie is great.
What details can you tell me about Pootie Tang that makes it so great?
Okay. Well, think about the character itself. The character of Pootie Tang.
Sapatow.
This is an inaudible, crime-fighting, like, superhero in the hood. That's also a recording artist. Like, nobody can understand a word he's saying, but he's the coolest dude. Like, his belt has magical powers.
His daddy's belt.
Booty! That's my favorite movie, man.
That's your favorite movie of all time?
It's one of them. It's not my favorite movie of all
time. Wanda Sykes.
Wanda Sykes was funny in that, and mm-hmm. I don't find Wanda Sykes all that funny all the time. She was
I find it pretty hilarious. Like, when she's on Ellen and things like that, like, yeah. She has bits.
You know, I liked her on The New Adventures of Old Christine.
Mm.
I was probably the only person who watched that show. But I liked her on there. And I liked her in Pootie Tang. But her stand-up, I don't really...
Yeah, her stand up sometimes, like, jokes here and there, but.
But when she's acting, funny. I get it when she's acting. Because I'll watch a stand up and I'll be like, I don't get it. And then I'll see her in like a movie or a TV show and I'll be like, I get it.
It's surprising to see that she's been working so much.
Yeah. I like her though.
Sometimes I'm like, where's Wanda Sykes? I'm like, oh, she's still working.
Yeah, she is.
She's working constantly.
I was Joan of Arc in my former life.
Trying to burn your hand?
Nah. You never seen that?
No.
Coming to America is a movie that you need
to watch. Oh, Eddie Murphy? Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to see that.
I see.
Harlem Nights.
I've seen it too.
Good movies, man.
Good movies. I haven't seen Reservoir Dogs.
Steve Dez, were we talking about that in the bar the other night?
Reservoir Dogs?
They were playing it at Bordner's. Shout out to Bordner's.
Yeah. Shout out to Bordner's.
They were playing it in the bar.
Yeah.
And it was all silent. I was like, I've never watched this movie. I need to see if it's on Netflix. And it is.
It is on Netflix.
And then I went home and I was like, all right, I'm going to watch it right now. And then up in my queue came Family Guy. And I was like, I'm not going to watch this. I'm going to eat some blueberries, watch Family Guy, and go to sleep.
So, yeah, I'm watching Orange is the New Black right now.
That's my shit. Shout out to Orange is the New Black.
I'm in the last episode.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I ain't going to tell you what happens. They all die. Spoiler alert. No, they don't. And my favorite character on there is Poussey.
Poussey. My favorite character is... I love Crazy Eyes in the beginning.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny? Let me see my favorite character. I like, for some weird reason, I like that cop, man.
Cop Stash?
Yeah.
Like Porn Stash? Man, I hate that dude.
He just makes things interesting.
He makes things bullshit. I hate that guy.
You hate that guy?
Man, if I see that dude on the street, I'm going to knock his ass out.
I think he's a pretty clever character.
He is. And that's... See, when you have a reaction like I have towards him, that's when you know you're doing something right as a writer.
Mm-hmm.
That's it right there. You want people to hate people in your stuff.
And I love the fact that I was watching this last episode, and he was like trying to cover up that he killed that girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to be all sensitive, like, I'm a real person too. Like, I love that fact that he's, you know, they give him the chance to go through all those depths, like trying to bullshit his way.
And I was nervous about that, man. I was like, what is he going to do to this guy? Is he going to try to blame him?
I thought he was going to drug him.
Yeah.
Because he was trying to dig on, like, the death.
Yeah.
I thought he was going to be like, I'm going to kill this motherfucker.
Yeah. Or, like, I thought he was going to try to place something on him to have him blamed for that girl's death.
Mm.
But he didn't do it. He just wanted a friend. And I was like, all right, maybe I could get with you a little bit, a Porn Stash. But otherwise, F you, man.
And then the fact that he used a condom with that girl.
He did.
Yeah. And she's like, well, you have to have sex with him again. Oh, my God. Disgusting. I love that show.
That show is bomb. That show is dope.
You need to see Orange is the New Black if you haven't seen it.
If you're not watching it. Is anybody watching this right now?
Yeah, there's people watching it right now.
Yeah?
Yeah. Not joking. Ustream. Well, pow.
What's up, everybody?
What's up, world?
I'm the new co-host for this episode only.
Quack.
He's firing me after this.
I'm not going to fire you. See, you look like Lamar Odom.
Do I?
Yeah. Like, right there. You look exactly like Lamar Odom look.
Because I got this beard going?
The beard, shaved head.
This is a new beard and a new shaved head.
And you got a Clippers hoodie. Yeah.
Oh,
You're Lamar Odom.
I'm trying to date a Kardashian.
Yeah.
I'm trying to get with a Kardashian. I'm trying to have my own personal Kardashian.
You saw what he did to that paparazzi?
When he tore up his camera?
Yeah.
And then, like, something was in. And then he went and took a picture with another person after that.
Yeah.
That shit was tight. That was G. Right?
That was G.
Like, okay, hello.
I was like, yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, hello. That, I feel you.
That's the way you deal with stuff.
Oh, man. LO is tight, though. Mm. I dig LO, man.
LO. I love LO, like, since Miami.
Yeah.
And that was a long time ago.
I think he is an underrated player, but it's I don't know why he's underrated. It's because some years he comes out and doesn't do what he did the previous year.
Yeah.
He kills, and then he'll have a year where he sucks. And then he'll come back and kill.
But I think he's one of those players that no matter what, he's a valuable asset, you know? Like, he's going to do his thing. Even if he does 6 points, those 6 points, like, were at key moments.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Who is your favorite? Michael Jordan or LeBron James? I mean, that's not the question I was trying to ask you. Let's start a really strong debate right now. Debate 97.
NBA
NBA
style.
NBA debate 90,
10, 99, 10. On fire.
It's a future year. 99-10. When? Who is the best in your eyes? LeBron James, Kobe Bryant, Michael Jordan.
Kobe Bryant.
Kobe Bryant?
Mm-hmm.
Is that because you're a Laker fan?
I am.
Okay.
I've been a Laker fan, not since Magic, since mm-hmm. Kobe.
Since Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
So since 97,
mm-hmm.
you're riding with the Lakers. All right. Well, I am not a Miami Heat fan. Let me preface this by saying that. But I do feel like LeBron James is the best. I'm sure you're going to get a lot of people to tune out right now.
All my Kobe friends, don't tune out. We're about to get serious.
It's time to get serious
in this debate.
Shout out to Jermaine Jackson. It's a Jermaine Jackson song.
Yeah, I mean, I still got that Marvin Gaye song in my head. That song is so good.
Can we play Radio DJ?
Radio DJ?
Can you just pick a song, and I'll play the mood, Radio DJ, and I'll do my best radio impression. We got to play some games while I'm here, man. How much time we got left? 25 minutes? We can play some games. You just play the song, and I'll be Radio DJ. Whatever song you play, no matter what genre it is, I'm coming through.
You coming through?
I'm coming through.
All right, let me see.
Go ahead, pick me some good ones. Oh, yeah, folks. You hear that sweet piano? It's not a piano no more because it's jazz. It's a piano. It slides those pianos off. Listen to a little Tony Bennett. The time now is 30 past the hour. Hey, if you're at home, why don't you pop in some hamburger helper on the stove and have a couple bell peppers and cut them up in there and just relax with your significant other. Have a glass of wine. Help. Daddy Yankee. All right, folks. It's New York, son. Hot 99-10. Hot 99-10. Radio reggaeton. Shout out to the reggaeton artists all over the world. Shout out to everybody.
Oh, Radio Ricky Rouse. Radio Ricky Bouse. Call in right now if you want tickets to the Rick Ross concert. We all out, but still call in.
We got to call
on line one.
Hi, this is Pepe.
What's up, Pepe? Oh.
Hey, I want tickets to the concert.
Hey, I just told you that we out, but thanks for calling.
I called him up.
What's my next song? What's my next? I am a guy radio. Call in right now if you want to go to Yeezy Heaven. Oh, yeah, folks. Space Jam Radio. Do you feel yourselves flying? Fly like different types of birds, perhaps owls or eagles. Oh, man. Okay, you got a lot of music in there. Is this all?
Yeah, I got a lot of music.
Siguiente punto, tres. Are you relaxing at home? Why don't you pop in some plantanos? And some mole and some menudo.
Welcome back to your early morning mix. It's 30 past the hour. We're getting down 90s style. Hey, have you heard of this new thing called a cell phone? You should go out and get one. Woo, 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 woo. The year is 1984, and this is a new song by Prince. His name will always be Prince, and he'll never be known as an artist. formerly known as Prince. He's the best. Who you think's better, Prince or Michael Jackson? We're gonna play two songs by both of those guys. What do we got here?
Jingle Baby.
Go ahead, baby.
What's the artist on this song?
Ludacris.
Oh, he sampled that?
Mm-hmm.
ATL, where you at? Call in right now. We taking all callers in the Atlanta area. All the down low brothers and all the up high brothers. Yeah! It's radio time. What station will play this song?
It's like rock and roll, indie, sort of. Alternative.
Alternative station. Down with the establishment. Smooth hits of the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, today's, tomorrow's, and...
Someone's on the phone.
Oh.
3 o'clock in the morning.
No, it's not. It's 7:35.
Talking about,
oh, yeah.
We can make it right, yeah.
Hold on, radio stops for a second. Do you know that was Al Green? Do you know that his wife caught him cheating and she poured hot grits on his body?
Ew, she really did that?
Mm-hmm.
This is recent?
No, this was 30 years ago.
Okay.
But 40 years ago, maybe. But it's just like the idea of how hot grits are and somebody pouring them on your body. You don't understand how hot grits are when they're hot. Have you ever made grits?
No.
You don't know. You haven't made grits.
I've eaten grits, but...
Ask your friends from Red Lick, Mississippi how hot grits are. Because they pop when they're boiling.
Mm-hmm.
And then some get on your skin. I still got marks on my skin from hot grits. And she took a pot of hot grits and poured them on him. Gave him like third-degree burns on his body when he was in the bathtub because she caught him cheating.
Well, he fucked up.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, hell hath no fury like a woman with hot grits.
That's where the saying comes from?
That's where the saying comes from. Because back in the Bible days, that was the weapons. Like, before there were guns, it was just pots of hot grits.
But going back to that conversation, why do you think LeBron James is the best player in the entire game?
Oh, I've started something, y'all. I've started something. Everybody turn your radios up.
I just want to know. People want to know.
All right, this is why I personally, in my own humble opinion...
Has LeBron just scored 81 points? No, I'm not going to get into that.
You know what? Let's talk about points for a second. Playing basketball as a... Like, I played for years.
Me
and,
too.
And you got to be a complete player. I think the best players are the ones who can do it all. Mm-hmm. Magic Johnson, who can step in and be a center and as well as be a point guard. And I feel like LeBron James can do that. We've seen him show tendencies that he can play every position on the court. He can dribble, he can shoot, he can pass. Let's go back to 2011 when the Lakers played. It was a game the Miami Heat played against the New York Knicks, and then the Lakers came the next day and played against the New York Knicks. LeBron James had 59, 10, and 11, a triple-double. They took away one of his assists and said they gave him 59, 9, and 11. Kobe came in the next day.
That's a sign, 9-11.
Yeah. Boom. Kobe came in the next day, scored 63, 0 assists, 3 rebounds. So he scored more points, did not pass the ball one time didn't get his player open enough for him to score.
But Kobe's a great passer, though.
No,
you saw him this year?
Before,
of course, he got injured, but...
When Kobe started passing the ball, that was when the Lakers finally started winning because they sucked all year.
Yeah, because Dwight Howard wasn't doing nothing.
Okay, yep. See, Kobe fans always blaming everybody else. Dwight Howard shouldn't have played this year. He should have took a year off. That's true. We all know that. But Kobe Bryant he's always, like, you can listen to Rick Fox talk about Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant's always done it his way. And he's not going to change that for anybody because his way is successful most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
But think about, like, just the player that LeBron James is and the person that he is, too. Like, he's not a bad dude. I just like LeBron, man. I'm a LeBron guy.
No, okay. This is the thing. I don't hate on LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I don't like about LeBron is his ego.
His ego's... You telling me that Kobe Bryant doesn't have an ego problem? And since he came in the league, he's had an ego problem?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Even before he won any of those championships, Kobe Bryant has always been a super arrogant person. Did you hear what he said to Smush Parker? Do you think that LeBron James would ever say something like that to one of his former... Do you think LeBron James... is going to go to anybody that's not Delonte West because Delonte was boning his mom. Do you think that he's going to say... He told Smush Parker, he said, like... Smush Parker said something to him, he was like, yeah, don't say things like that. You can't say stuff like that. You're not good enough.
Mm.
Are you kidding me? And you don't like LeBron's ego? He would never do anything like that.
But what I'm saying is that Kobe knows he's good. He doesn't have to, like, flaunt it.
But he does flaunt it.
How? How?
Just what I just told you, what he told Smush Parker.
Like, yeah, but that was years ago.
That wasn't that long ago.
I'm saying the thing is, over the years, I know eventually, someday, I'm going to say LeBron James, yeah, he's one of the best players. Like, he's one of the best players ever to play the game. I'm not saying he's the best player. I'm just saying he's one of the best players.
Do you think Kobe's the best to ever play?
It's between them three. Yeah. Bron, Kobe, Jordan. All of them three have contributed... like, so much to the game that has never been seen before.
I think in any arena, whenever a person is a game changer, that's what makes him, like, considered the best. The person who introduces something new to the game. Michael Jordan introduced things that weren't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Julius Irving introduced things that weren't seen before.
Mm-hmm.
Magic Johnson introduced
things.
Spud Webb introduced things that weren't seen before, but he wasn't that good.
Yeah.
Magic Johnson... introduced things that weren't seen before. Before him, there was no 6'8 point guards. No 6'9. Will Chamberlain wasn't a point guard.
No, but Will Chamberlain introduced things to the game that
introduced seen him and Bill Russell introduced a dominant center.
Introduced just taking the whole team on his shoulders.
Yeah, yeah.
He was cool with 120 points, and the game will finish 120 and
yeah, that's
zero.
That's crap. But... 120 to zero. The other team can score. No, nobody on the other team can score.
They're just staring at him, going up and down the court.
The other team's passing him the ball.
Yeah.
Take it.
Space Jam would have been so much better.
Will
Chamberlain was in it.
He was still alive when Space Jam came out. He died like 2 years later.
Yeah, but he was too old to do Space Jam at that time.
He was like, yeah.
And they didn't have that technology back in the 80s.
In the 80s?
Yeah, because they did that movie in the 90s, right?
Yeah.
So they didn't have the technology to have Looney Tunes and players playing together.
Yeah, they didn't have it. They didn't have the technology.
They didn't have Windows 98.
They didn't have Windows 95.
95, yeah.
That was before Windows 98.
Solitaire.
Man. What's some more games we can play? Think of a game.
Think of a game? You love playing games.
Yeah, man.
Oh, I
have... make this podcast fun!
Fun? I have this game... it's called Let's See How Well You Rap.
Okay.
And it's basically a game about playing Monopoly.
Okay. You want me to rap about Monopoly?
No, I'm going to give you a suggestion,
mm-hmm.
and you're going to rap about it.
Okay.
It's not going to be Monopoly, because you already know.
Before we get this started, I don't rap well at all.
At all?
At all.
Are you sure?
Positive.
300%?
300% positive.
This thing.
So I got to put these shades on. Is your internet down? We should do some news, too.
Some news?
People want to know what's going on in the world on the Steve Dez Island.
What's going on in the world? I know Disney's sinking.
Is it?
Yeah, you didn't know? There's like sinkholes in the Disney Hotel in Orlando, Florida.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, it's crazy up in there.
Oh, man, Jet Jackson died.
Oh, yeah.
Famous Jet Jackson.
Yeah, I was reading that. Shout I was going to contact his agent
Johnson
real
Young,
quick.
Man. Shout out
Be
to
like, yo, you missing a black guy? No.
It's too soon.
Too soon. Come on. No, but a lot of actors are dying, man. He killed himself, right?
He did. That was
why?
I didn't know him.
But, I mean, like...
You know what?
How did he kill himself?
On a serious note, Steve Dez Island is about fun.
Yeah.
But on a serious note, you never know what demons people are dealing with in, like... Because everybody had such good things to say about him, but he clearly had some issues that he couldn't that he couldn't help.
He was only 29, man. Mm-hmm. And I was checking IMDb, and he was set. Like, he had his voice agent, he had his talent agent, he had everything set.
Yeah.
He had an amazing life. I was checking his credits.
Yeah. But,
like, who knows, man? Who knows?
It's probably something, I mean, depression is, like, a real thing, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
It's insane, man. That Glee guy, too.
He didn't kill himself. He was on drugs.
Yeah, but he OD'd.
Yeah.
He killed himself.
Technically. But he wasn't, like, out to kill himself.
Yeah. It's like, that guy was the Joker guy. Heath Ledger.
Heath Ledger? OD'd on drugs, didn't he?
He makes pills, yeah. But he had anxiety and he had insomnia.
Yeah. Man. It's crazy. That's why I like living my life.
Don't pop pills, people. Don't pop pills.
Don't pop pills. Ladies, let me know if you need to pop pills, and I'll talk you out of it.
Go to Amsterdam if you want to pop pills.
Come with me to Amsterdam. All right.
All right. You're going to rap about construction.
Construction. Oh, I'm rapping about construction, y'all. MC such and such. Oh, no, I had a rap video where my name was Max Salad. So I'm going by Max Salad, y'all. Yo, look at all this money. I'm about to make a killing. I'm about to erect a brand new building. It's going to be rough, tough, and quick. The building's going to be hard like a dick. It's going to house a lot of people. A lot of people are gonna work inside of it. They're all gonna get all their bills paid. And it's not gonna be old, it's gonna be live with it. Oh, let me start this rap over because I didn't start it off the way I wanted it to. You don't have to change the beat, but I'll rap today. But give me another suggestion.
Another suggestion? Let me gonna give you
emotional beat.
Emotional beat. Yeah, it's called emotional beat instrumental.
Chris Paul. Blake Griffin.
You get suggestion.
What's the suggestion?
Welding.
Welding. Yeah. This is about welding, y'all. Me and Welding had a special relationship. I used to throw on that mask. I just started off. It was just like yesterday when I first got it. A new welding machine, my mom bought it. It was like Christmas when I opened up that box. It almost blew off both of my socks. I ran outside and I took some metal. Oh man, I got off wettle. I put some water on that thing. And then I put that welding machine up to it and made it bling. Then I got burned and it stinged. Then I... Oh man. Oh, put some effects on my voice. Yeah, welding. Coming down the house, welding my thing. Going to the store, buying some tank. That's orange juice, but it's fake. Going through to the lake. Gonna go fishing with a lot of fish. Gonna eat them all on a special dish. Gonna get full, gonna get fat. Matt.
Yeah.
I like that effect on my voice. Do you have a T-Pain effect on there?
Can I sing, effect?
Can I sing auto-tune on this thing?
Try now, I see.
Auto-tune.
He's welding, making metal. He's welding, getting all wet out. He's welding.
Let's harmonize. You pick a. You start singing the. And I'm gonna start singing the harmony with you. We're gonna harmonize.
He's a welder.
Keep going.
I think you're coming in on that one.
All right, keep going for me to harmonize with you.
This beat is over, though.
This emotional beat.
Emotional beat.
I'm so emotional.
Let's do a hard one.
All right.
Let me get out of this intro. Little effects. It's like chipmunk voice and everything.
Yo.
Yo.
Wow, 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 wow.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about
Little Teabag in the building.
Little Teabag. This is for you, Kendrick Lamar. I'm about to go off. Now give me the control beat. I'm gonna make a I'm gonna make a Kendrick Lamar diss. Give me the control beat.
The control beat?
Yeah, control instrumental. Big Sean control instrumental.
Let's do it.
You gotta do the instrumental though.
He's a wonder. He is welding.
Sounds like that Cheetah Girl song.
Cause we are sisters. Stay together.
So much dead air on this podcast. People are gonna be like, would they say something? Nothing is good. We're just having fun with each other, guys.
Yeah, people. We're sober. I promise.
Control. Yo, Kendrick Lamar, you didn't mention me on that song, so I'm about to go off on you.
Go off.
Yeah. Give it to me now. Yeah. Yo, Kendrick, I got something to say to you. Hey, man, you are really my favorite rapper. You're my favorite. But I got something to say to you that's not so nice. All right? Here we go. Yo, man, how come you didn't introduce me on that song? Man, that was just plain motherfucking wrong. That effect is crazy.
Oh, man. Do you hear my voice right now, Kendrick? This is how mad I am. I am three layers of a man right now. My regular, normal, high-pitched voice and this crazy-ass, deep-ass voice. So you think you're the king of New York? You're the king of a spoon and fork.
That's a spork.
You fork.
I can't.
Yeah. Do you hear me right now? I'm about to go off on this beat.
Reading this improvisational book by Viola Spolin. Mob scene. To live the vitality of the mob scene. Each individual with the mob must have a personal reality. Improvisation is around whose characters lives prior to joining the scene can give a substance to that mob participation. It is important in the mob scene that the slight lives are individual. Hold on, wait a minute. Hold on, you gotta stop there for a second. You know how music can really affect anything you talk about, Steve Dez? So if you have like a hard-ass beat playing behind you, and then you could just spout nonsense out the whole time, and people go, oh, man, what he said was profound.
Oh, really? But that you have to be saying a lot, though.
You have to be saying a lot.
You cannot, like, say something and stop.
Yeah, you gotta go all the way through. Like, I'm about to read from the SAG-AFTRA magazine. This is an article that Ned Vaughn wrote. Shout out to Ned Vaughn. And I'm going to do it over this, over a hard beat.
A hard beat?
And it's really going to be profound. Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I got you, dog.
You're going to have to edit out so much dead air out of this podcast before you upload it.
I upload it as it is.
What?
I upload it as it is.
All Ultra hardware book. Wants to be you.
Oh, come on, ads. Right. Come on, ads. There we go.
Yeah. This is what I gotta tell y'all. Hey, turn on that effect. The same one. The same one that I just had. Turn up that bass a little bit. It's a little bit too loud and too far. What's that bass? Bring it back up.
No, not that high.
Take it lower than that. Take it lower. There we go. I'm in a big ass room. Here you go. Ready? Dear member, do you believe that letting your union know that you are affected by a particular contract and therefore choose to vote on it hurts you in some way? I don't, and I'd like to tell you why. The SAG-AFTRA National Board has unanimously recommended approval of the 2013 commercial contract, and all paid-up members have the opportunity to cast their votes until May 31st, 5 p.m. Pacific Direct Time.
That just sounds like an ad.
But it sounds hard as fuck.
Sounds straight up like an ad.
Yeah, I'm going to read this. What else do you have over here?
Got the Avengers.
Oh, man, play that beat and that effect. Times Square, New York, under attack. Kneel before me, organic weaklings. Beg for mercy that shall never come. Life's billion-year pollution of this globe will end at the hands of Ultron.
What's that? That Ring commercial. I want to be in one of those. Can do dubstep like noises with.
First century, doing something mean to it, doing bigger than anybody that ever seen do it. Read from the haters, read from the islands.
Name Automaton, not while a singer Avenger lives, and Thor commands the thunder. You can fail, Iron Man. You are but flesh and metal cases.
In my pure world of machines, there will be no place for one such as you.
This is getting crazy. You're going to be like, what are those devil noises?
Oh, man.
Getting crazy in this podcast.
Being crazy on this podcast.
So I want to know.
Yeah, please ask me some questions. Interview me.
I'm interviewing you. Just calm down. Yeah. I just want to know.
Mm-hmm.
Have you found your drawers?
Huh?
Oh.
He's talking about my Vine, my Instagram video. That was the first time I did an Instagram video, and last time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't never have fresh ideas like you do, Steve.
Yeah, because I was checking your website.
What website?
At Tumblr.
Oh man. I should start using it again.
Are you fairly updated every two months?
Yeah. I never do that. But check it out. It's called Young and Wild and Slaves. It's my Tumblr. Check out my Tumblr, guys. I update it every 2 months.
Every 2 months. There's always something hilarious.
You can see what video he's talking about. Check out my Instagram at DammitCarl, DammitCarl. Carl, C-A-R-L. Follow me on Twitter.
Why you said damn it, Carl?
Just because everybody always goes, damn it, Carl.
Who says that? Only Charity does that.
No, Charity doesn't say anything. Shout out to Charity. She said I had a Muslim beard the other day. That was probably the best compliment I've ever gotten.
A Muslim beard?
A Muslim beard. How many people are watching? Are people still watching this right now?
On Ustream, yeah.
Can anybody, how do you tell when people are watching it? Where is
it? It's.
Hey, chat with us. People chat with us and say things. Can people chat with us? Chat with us if you're watching this.
I don't know. I never chat. I did that like more like on blog TV when I was there.
Oh, okay. And when people say things?
Yeah. I do that a lot in blog TV, and I was in another channel called Vocal,
mm-hmm.
and that one I used to do it too. It's kind of easy, but I don't know Ustream. I just put it live, and I just start doing it. Okay. This one was the other one, Vocal, that I used to do, but it's kind of hard to like do the whole camera thing and do a live show. Ustream so far seems like the only one that accepts to do that,
so that's why
I stuck with it. But yeah, guys.
Well, if you're watching this right now, chat with us. Say something, because we're fishing for things.
We're fishing. So what's going on with Bootsy? Because I know they changed their names.
We changed our name. I used to be on an improv group. This is how I met Steve Dez. As 53 minutes into the podcast, we're going to start talking about each other. This is how I met Steve Dez. Steve Dez was a student at Amden. He would always show up to our cage match shows. I was on a group called Bootsy Collins, but we had to change that name because Bootsy Collins' lawyers sent us a cease and desist letter, and because he thought that we, as a 10-person improv group, were impersonating him as a one-person funk god, and we weren't. But Steve Dez used to always come.
Do you guys ever find out how they found out?
Yeah, well, iOS posted a picture of him on our logo.
So iOS messed it up.
I mean, it was cool, though. We love iOS. iOS always gives us stage time. iOS is great. I love iOS. That's my home away from home. Shout out to iOS.
Shout out to iOS. You just shout out every
shout
day.
Shout out. So Steve Dez used to come to our cage match shows, and he would always be surrounded by a bunch of pretty girls from AMDA. and they would come and watch our improv shows and help us win for 19 weeks. And then during the middle of that, we went to one of Steve Dez's stand-up shows. And
that's
did
correct.
A little bit of improv. And since then, Steve Dez has become an amazing improviser, an amazing stand-up comedian. Well, I haven't seen him improv in a long time. Mediocre improviser.
Mediocre.
Amazing stand-up comedian.
I'm in Eldon Farlow.
Eldon Farlow.
Yeah. Do you know Denise?
I know Denise Schwartz.
Shout out
to Denise Schwartz.
Yeah, she was the one that put us together.
Who else is on that group?
It's Denise Schwartz.
What's that girl with the red hair? Nikki?
Nikki.
Nikki's tight, man. I like Nikki.
Nikki's awesome, man. I love Nikki. Nikki Gizel, Eric. Eric McDowell.
Shout out to Eric McDowell.
Riza.
Shout out to Chacon. Riza. Chacon.
Me.
Shout out to me.
And that's it. Because there used to be Dhruv, who used to be there.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Dhruv Singh. Shout out to Dhruv, man.
Yeah,
Dhruv's
awesome.
Homie.
I love Dhruv. But he couldn't do the dates because we were changing the practice group and all that.
Yeah.
And
he was a busy man.
There was a guy named Peter on it, but he got kicked out.
Peter and the Wolf?
Yeah.
Okay. Shout out to Peter and the Wolf.
He wasn't that good jazz ending.
Damn.
Yeah,
that's cool. Y'all just gonna say he's not good enough? Like y'all dope?
No, because like I wasn't here when that happened. Like yeah. I was in Puerto Rico when I came back. I'm like, oh, where's Peter at? Oh, he got kicked out. I'm
wow.
like, oh, okay.
Damn, like that?
Yeah, because apparently, like, on shows, they would be like, yeah, dad, I'm not your dad, I'm your brother.
Oh, yeah, kick that guy out.
And be like,
gotta get out of there.
Chef, excuse me, there's a fly in my plate, for example, would be do a cliche. I was like, I'm not a chef, I'm a clown.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, how can you improv with a guy like
that? Yeah, you can't. You can't. For those of you who don't know how to improvise, who don't know what improv is, always say yes.
Always, no matter what.
Even if somebody's like, take off all your clothes right now in front of the crowd.
Don't take your real clothes.
Don't take your
people.
Real clothes off. Take your improv clothes
off. Improv clothes. It's just space clothes. It's just fake.
Yep.
It's not real, but it's made to...
It's made to look real.
Look real, yeah.
It's made.
I love that whole bit. You had that chef scene with the last Bootsy show. The bit with the... You were tying.
Oh, the apron?
The apron. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
I was trying to do something because that scene wasn't going anywhere verbally. It wasn't going anywhere. So I was like, I got to move. I got to create an environment here to try to get some. Because we're just repeating each other. Nobody's yes-anding. Mm. We're just yesing.
Mm.
We weren't knowing. It's easy to get caught up in yesing and not yes-anding.
Mm.
But by the way, we're going to do a whole separate podcast after this one's over. We're going to start this over and get real serious.
Get real serious?
Yeah. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Good night.
That's how you do it, people.
That's how you do it, people. That's improv right there.
That's improv. Do you watch golf?
No.
I don't. Me and Shoney are riding this golf sketch.
Mm-hmm. Shout out to Shoney, man. We've been talking about Shoney this. Let me tell you guys who Shoney is. 58 minutes into the podcast, let me tell you who Shoney is. Shoney Francis. He's a dope-ass writer. He's my best friend. Him, Kyle McGrath, Patricia Valletto, they're all dope-ass people. They're all my best friends. And Shoney is also an amazing football player and coach. And he's in Alaska right now coaching his team.
Why didn't you go
victory.
And live with them?
Because why would I live with three other people?
Four people. And you guys...
It's not enough room for me, number one. It's three people.
I mean, you could have found a...
Fourth? No. I just chose to stay rent-free. Where I live right now.
With your mom.
Yeah, ladies, come over to my house. My mom will make you dinner.
Do you take care of your mom or your mom takes care of you?
No, I take care of my mom.
You take care of your mom?
We take care of each other. Each other's backs.
Your mom works?
My mom works. I work. My little brother, he's being...
How old is your little brother?
He's 14 years old.
He's about to start
high school. Santa Monica High School.
Wait, does he do any sports?
I was training him to play football like a week, and then he realized he didn't want to play. And then I started training him to play basketball, and his jump shot is getting wet like his brother's.
You should try put him do MMA, jiu-jitsu.
He was doing that. Actually, he was doing that. His dad started him doing that, and he liked it.
Yeah,
I think
there you go.
Be something he does, but I want him to play traditional sports.
You just got to keep up with the trends, new kids are doing, whatever's hot right now. MMA
is
super hot.
My school bus is my limo. That's what the kids are doing right now. They're talking
about the Kmart commercial? Yeah.
And we got 10 seconds left. 10,
9, 8, 7, 6, 5,
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Year!
Oh my God, they didn't write my resolutions.
Oh, we didn't do it. We didn't do our New Year's. We didn't do our New Year's resolutions.
Is there anything you want to plug?
Anything I want to plug? Check out my improv group that I'm running with right now, Women Be Shopping.
Women Be Shopping.
Check out my other improv group. These are my brothers, man.
Is it on Facebook?
Yeah, it's on Facebook. Women Be Shopping is on Facebook. Like that page. Also, White Women is me and 6 of the dopest black dudes in the improv community. 7 black guy team. We're called White Women. Like that page on Facebook. White Women. That stars myself, my brother Lamar Woods.
Leash is on there?
Zeke Nicholson. Huh?
Leash is on there too?
Leash is not on there. It's black by popular demand. I'm on 2 all black teams.
Oh, okay.
White Women is Lamar Woods, Zeke Nicholson, Ife Nwadiwe, Ronnie Jordan, Majid Nami, Ishmael Sahid, and myself.
Wow. That's a lot.
Am I forgetting anybody? Was that 7? Please don't let me forget any of my bros. It's me.
I honestly lost count. They were crazy
me,
names.
Me, 1. Ronnie, 2. Ify, 3. Lamar, 4. Majid, 5. Ishmael, 6. And Zeke, 7. That's 7.
That's 7.
And then Black by Popular Demand is me, Leisha Shearer, Dwayne Colbert, Shoni Francis, who we just talking about, and Amber Ruffin.
How, Amber's on it.
Amber's on that team.
How's Amber doing?
Amber's great. Amber's great. She also did the job in Amsterdam that I'm about to go do, so she's helping me out with that.
She did it.
She did it already. She was there.
Is there anybody that you know that is doing it?
Allie Beardsley. Shout out to Allie Beardsley. Shout out to Eleanor Hollingsworth. I don't know her personally. She's from Chicago, but she's going to be over there with us. I know Allie Beardsley. We auditioned together, and she's super hella funny.
What have you done, the cruise better or Amsterdam?
Amsterdam.
Amsterdam.
Yeah, well, I might do a cruise on the way back. I might. Second City. Shout out to Second City.
See, no, I don't know if I'm all with that cruise thing.
Why not?
I don't know. You're just living on a boat for like a lot of time.
You're making hella money.
But seasickness.
Man,
I just get seasick too much.
I've never been on a cruise, so I don't get seasick.
I mean, I've been on little boats.
Yeah.
That made me sick. I had to take pills.
Is that how you came over here? Oh! Wow, for the night. Fuck being polite.
At least they didn't bought me from a store.
Racism. Wow, for the night. Fuck being polite.
I'm going to make this a jingle. Somebody should make that their ringtone just about now.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Racism. Wow, for the night. Fuck being polite.
That's the new ringtone.
That's the new ringtone, y'all.
Yo, and your Tumblr. What's your Tumblr?
My Tumblr, Young and Wild and Slaves.
Young, Wild,
and Slaves.
Young, Wild, and Slaves.
Young, Wild, and Slaves.
Mm. How is CBS? Because I know you worked with them for a long
time. CBS is awesome. The CBS Diversity Showcase, I did that. We should have talked about this an hour ago. We've been bullshitting for an hour. We have done nothing productive on this podcast.
The fuck is not over yet. It's an hour and 30 minutes.
Oh, it's an hour and 30?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
You thought it was just an hour?
I thought it was just an hour. That's why we counted down.
Oh. I thought it was New Year's.
No, it was just an hour.
Oh.
It was new hour.
I really got excited.
Okay. Well, fuck it. I'll tell you a bit about myself.
Mm-hmm.
I did the CBS Diversity Sketch Comedy Showcase. Shout out to everybody who I did that with.
Mm.
Shout out to Fern Ornstein. Shout out to Dory Potter. Those are the people who started it, who do it.
Shout out.
Shout out to CBS Diversity and you have to do, Outreach.
How many original characters?
I had 4 minutes to do as many characters as I could.
Oh, just as many as you can.
So I did like 5.
Okay.
That's not as many as I can. I can actually only do like 3. I went in, auditioned for that thing.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, I did a good job because they picked me. It was a 4-month grueling process. But during that process, I made a whole bunch of friends.
Mm.
Dope-ass friends. Shout out. I went to one of them's birthday last night. Shout out to Armand. You folks may know him from the State Farm commercial where he's walking around following that guy.
Mm.
And then at the end of it, he reaches in that car and throws those keys. You know which one. It's, oh, no, no, no. It's not State Farm. I keep calling it State Farm. It's Farmers. We are Farmers. He's in that commercial, the new one. He's the guy with the dark hair and the yellow plaid shirt on. That's my boy Armand. Got a lot of friends from
that. Are you booking any commercials?
I ain't booked no commercials, man. That's why I'm trying to change my look up. That's why I got this beard. That's why I got this bald head.
I mean, you're going to be in Amsterdam anyway. Are you going to book any commercials over there?
I'm trying to.
You should get an Amsterdam agent.
I'm going to get an Amsterdam agent. I'm going to be with William Morris, but it's going to be like Dutch William Morris.
Do you speak Dutch?
Do I speak Dutch? Hell no. I don't speak anything.
But have you started trying? People, Carl almost fell.
Almost fell.
Trying to reach his phone.
100%. Who's calling?
Somebody's calling Carl.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
It's not important. I'll get back to it.
So yeah, haven't started like learning your Dutch words? Like where's the bathroom?
I know one Dutch. It's doeig.
What's that?
Gezellig. Gezellig is like a saying. It's like chill. It's just like,
why did you learn chill? Like what?
No, it was in a show that I saw. Shout out to Brendan Hunt. He had a show. He had a show called
Everybody playing the Steve Des Island podcast drinking game. Every time Carl says shout out, go and take a sip.
Go and take a sip. Shout out to Brendan Hunt. He has a show called 5 Years in Amsterdam. He did the same thing that I'm about to do for 5 years. So he's one of my mentors, one of my many mentors that have done it. Mm. He those were the two words that he taught us in his show. Doeg, which means like see you later. Or like I'm out. Bye. Doeg. And gezellig. G-E-Z-I-L-L-E-G.
And that's chill?
L-L-E-G. Gezellig.
Gezellig.
It's just like your mood, like how you feel. Like, are you chilling? Gezellig, man.
So that's the only two things you're going to say when you get there. Gezellig and Doeg.
Doeg and gezellig. And but the gezellig is not with like we have G's, but over there is like
that sounds more like Saudi Arabia. Shout out to Saudi Arabia.
Shout out! I didn't say it that time.
No, I said it because Saudi Arabia is like one of my top countries. Listening to this podcast,
really?
Yeah.
Shout out to Saudi Arabia, man.
Saudi Arabia, United States, England.
How many people are listening to this podcast?
A ton of people live. Not that many people, but right when they listen to this on the podcast, there's going to be a lot of people.
Is it at least 10 people?
Oh, way more than 10.
Oh, okay.
Dude, you showed me that I was like on top of the thing in iTunes. That means a lot of people listen to it.
Yeah, new and noteworthy.
I didn't even know that. I honestly didn't know that.
You were on that thing. On that thing. On that thing. On that thing. Shout out to my iPhone right now giving me my call sheet for tomorrow.
You know it.
I'm doing the thing.
What are you doing? Why are you shooting?
Andy Cobb. Shout out to Andy Cobb. He put me in one of his bits.
Mm.
So I'm going to do that thing tomorrow.
I really enjoyed that video, the Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Oh, man.
That you did.
Shout out to Yahoo Sketchy.
Yeah, that was so fun.
Yeah.
What was the name of that?
It was called Baby Got Bump. It was called Baby Got Bump. And it was pretty tight.
On forehead?
Huh? Baby got bumped. No, on her belly. Don't watch it right now. I don't really want to see it. And that's Yahoo Sketchy Canada. That video got me a shout-out in USA Today. So shout-out to USA Today for shouting me out. And you know who that is right there. That's Monica Smith. Shout-out to Monica Smith.
Who's Monica Smith?
You don't remember Monica Smith from Second City?
Oh, she's from Second City?
In UCB? Yeah.
UCB or Second City? Both?
Both. Wow for the night. I like baby bumps that I cannot lie. Oh man, turn that off. Those baby mamas are so fly. Yep. I've lost weight since then.
You look really skinny.
I've lost weight since then. I was bigger than me.
But you look, at least on that shot, you look really skinny.
Yeah. Oh my god. That's the best rapping I can do.
Do you actually own those Kanye West shades?
No, those were theirs.
I used to own one of those. They look ridiculous.
Yeah.
I used to wear them on the beach. To completely worthless.
I think I've seen you wearing those before.
Yeah, I think for a picture, like I had a picture named Steve Des or whatever. It says Steve Des like there and
yeah.
I have those glasses.
Hold on, I think I got a video.
A video of what?
I think I might have to I think I got. We just did a video with my improv group, and I think the video might be up. Hold on, I'm about to give you a link. Talk for us, Steve Dez. Plug some stuff while I pull this up.
All right, people. Hey, you want to check what Steve Dez is doing? Go to stevedez.com and find out, because there you can find my Twitter at SteveDezTV or my Facebook, facebook.com/SteveDezShow. And you can find so much stuff about me. Just talk to me, people. Do it. Do it now. What are you waiting for? You can be doing something right now. You know what that something is? Following Steve Dez.
Do you have Wi-Fi in here?
Yeah, I have Wi-Fi. Stephen K.
Wait a minute. Don't say it on the loud.
Say it loud. Say it loud. Say it proud.
Flavor. Right, I might not be able to play this. We might have to watch this after.
Yeah.
But
you guys filmed the sketch?
We filmed the sketch. White women. Shout out to white women.
White women be chopping. Where's Shoney coming back?
Shoney will be back next Saturday.
Next Saturday? Okay.
Next Friday or something like that.
Let's do a podcast. You and Shoney.
Please bring me and Shoney in here.
Yeah.
And Kyle's got a mic. You can bring in Kyle, too.
Oh, let's do it. Let's come back. Let's do it at Shoney's house.
Okay.
Yeah. I'll bring the whole thing. We'll set it up over there.
Bring this thing so we can play that. Make my voice go deep.
Deep?
Yeah.
Go.
Wow for the night. Fuck being polite. Wow for the night. Fuck being polite. Racism. Wow, for the night.
That shit is hard.
Yeah.
After we leave here, Steve, we got to make a song or something.
Yeah, I do that all the time. Me and my roommate just go crazy, or whatever guests we're here, we just have fun, and we just start playing with whatever.
Do you have a keyword that we can make a beat? I used to do that in high school.
I don't, man.
Oh, man. I know how to do that stuff.
I don't. I love DJing. Have you ever DJed before?
I have never DJed. Do you have that? You have stuff that we could do that with?
Not now, but I used to.
We are about to have a fun night.
Oh.
I never hang out with Steve that much.
But yeah.
This ain't.
Because I'm not too much of a hanger, but I hang sometimes.
Yeah, you hang. You've been hanging with Shoney.
Yeah, yeah. Shoney and my hangout is like, hey, come to my house. Come to my house. That's our hangouts.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh, let's go to this bar. Let's go to this strip club. That's the sketch?
Yeah, no, but it's not the whole thing. It's just a tiny video from it. I'll watch it after. This is really rude.
Yeah, it's really tiny. It's in your iPhone 4S. Shout out to iPhone.
Shout out to iPhone. Shout out. Why are we still watching it? Turn that off.
Baby got big.
Oh, that's terrible.
Big in the middle because she got much bump.
Oh, man.
That's a really amazing, well-produced parody.
No, it's very well-produced. Mm-hmm. But it was just...
I saw that. I'm like, Kyle. I said, Kyle. Carl. Carl's making it.
Do you want to see another video? Go to YouTube.
Which one? Jeremy Lin?
Jeremy Lin. Oh, man. Shout out to the Fung Brothers. I did a video with the Fung Brothers. Type in Max Salad.
Max Salad?
Name. Yeah. No. M-A-C. You can type my name, Carl Tart Max Salad.
Carl Tart Max Salad?
Mm-hmm.
You have Max Salad out?
No, M-A-C.
That one?
You got it. No, M-A-C. No, M-A-C.
M-A-C.
And then space between Mac and Salad. All
right. Like macaroni salad.
There you go, the second one.
Robert does know how sex work. Kill Cosby.
Hey, Max Salad,
Kill Bosby.
It's an honor to be recording this track with you, man.
Hey, man, you too, man. Are you sure you can handle the shit I be throwing out there? Because it's rough, like one-ply toilet paper.
I don't know, I heard you're pretty raunchy.
Hey, man, I'm just true to me, okay? I just do what I do. Because bitches get itches, and sometimes you gotta scratch them. All right?
Kind of expected that to rhyme.
Are we gonna do this? Are we gonna do this? Okay.
Yeah. Hold on.
Right. This was fun.
Was it all improv?
Oh. A lot of it, but no, some of it was written.
Popping up into the club was all them bitches be.
Every time you see me reading,
more bitches Max Salad be wrecking. They all coming up to me, grinding on me like what? So I take them back home and drop my balls down their butts. Hey, man, why'd you stop the beat?
I'm sorry. It's just you said you drop your balls down some girl's butt.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Oh, you meant to say that.
Yes, I meant to say that. Dude, don't Don't you understand? I got bitches chasing after me. I'm Mac Salad. Mac Salad. That is macaroni in salad form. Or a salad with Big Mac sauce on it. Let's get this beat going, man.
Okie dokie.
Ha! Oh, Mac Salad. Yeah. Let me loosen them panties. Drop that dress to the floor. Bitch, when I'm done with you, you gon' be begging for more. Flapping up on your butt ledge. Gonna swim in your boo juice. Wrap my balls around your cough. I'm gonna jiggle your badge loose. Two bitches at once. Even do three or four. When I run out of dicks, I'll just order some more. Got dicks all over my body. Gonna handsome to you. Open dicks with your butt hand. Then ring out the goo.
Okay.
Man, why do you keep stopping this beat?
You know, I just, I might be just some 30-year-old white guy, but you know, I hear a lot of rapping here. Boob juice? Butt hand? You gonna wrap your balls around a car phone? Man, they don't even make those anymore.
Maybe not where you're from, where they don't have tons of sex.
Mac Salad, have you,
tons of sex?
Have I ever had sex? Have I ever had sex? Are you nuts? Are you nuts? I'm having sex all the time. I am made of sex.
Yeah, that doesn't even make sense.
Okay, I wake up in the morning having sex, eat breakfast having sex, have lunch having sex, a midnight snack having sex, pussies and sex, pussies and sex. Ah! Let's just do this again, okay?
I was laughing when I did
that. Oh, man. Oh, man, y'all have awoken a sleeping sex beast. Get ready for this shit here. How many holes do you have? I'm confused by your body. I know there's one in the butt and at least three for the potty. Where do I put my balls? On top of your fridge? Do I put my bonus together and pretend it's a bridge? What do goes on into the boobies? How many butts do you have? Do you have a lot of knees? Or do you butts grab? Which one of us is the man? How many butts make a baby? Show me all of your boob hairs so it'll prove you're a lady. Suck on both my knees with your mouth and your butt. If I sleep with my blanket, is my blankie a slut? How many people are you? Do you all share a pussy? What's a pussy? Why are you all looking at me? What's going on here? I'm done. This is it. Mac Salad.
99 oh, yeah. questions.
That is the one. That is it. We are about to be rich. Okay? Engineer, you just get ready to fuck some bitches. All of this will be for you. All right? Are you bringing in Missy Triscuit to do the hook?
Yeah, she's on her way in.
Good, man. That's great. It's about to be magic up in here.
Shout out to Wendy.
Oh, how many balls in your penis? Oh, please tell me what this thing is. Oh, should our butts be together? Oh, we'll be together forever.
Fun video.
Kill Cosby comedy.
Kill Bosby. Shout out to Kill Bosby.
Oh, Bosby.
Brian Nichols. Micah Gordon. I was about to say Michael Jordan. Micah Gordon. Julian Clark. Other people. Steve.
I am Mac Salad. That's macaroni and salad form.
Oh, that was the only comment that I got.
Hey, you got 2 thumbs up on that comment.
Yeah.
Yeah, now three.
Boom, 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 boom.
I like that video. Wapow.
Wapow.
Just like that. I'm surprised you only had 127 views.
Share it, Steve. You're so famous. I want people in Saudi Arabia to see what real rap is.
I'm sharing on Google Plus.
Is that where all your followers are?
No, that's actually where none of my followers are.
That's why you're sharing it. That's why you're sharing it.
Sharing on Google Plus.
Where nobody's going to see. Oh, yeah, I'll share it for you. I shared on my Friendster account.
I'm sharing on my Messenger, my Hotmail. I'm going to send it to.
I'll share it on my MySpace.
The new MySpace.
No, my old MySpace. I'll share it on my old MySpace music.
Your old MySpace. I'm going to share on Twitter right
did you
now.
Have a Did you have a MySpace music
account?
Yeah, back in the day where like...
Yeah.
Because like I just burped all into the
mic. Mine was called DJ Stitch.
Mine was just called fake MySpace music account because... Back then, it was like really cool. When I was in high school, it was really cool to have like a dope ass song on your MySpace that nobody else had on their MySpace, and you couldn't find it on MySpace. So I set up a MySpace music just so I could have certain songs.
I would do my own songs
and put them on your MySpace.
And put it on my MySpace music, and then put it on my other profile.
Nah, I never did my own songs. Did that? I always had like,
but it wasn't my own songs. It was other songs just mixed together.
Nice. Can we do that today? Can we mix songs together?
I mean, yeah, it's possible. I can get some virtual.
After this is over.
I'm virtual DJ or something. It's almost over. Let me see. Yeah, it's only 10 more minutes.
Oh, 10 man.
More minutes for the podcast. 10
minutes.
The 10-minute meltdown.
Can somebody please chat with us? No, you can't. No, 10 minutes?
This is the 10-minute confessions.
10-minute confessions.
With Carl and Steve.
10-minute confessions.
10-minute confessions. Wow, for the night, fuck being polite.
10-minute confessions. So, Carl, why? I know this is not the truth, but why do you love white women so much?
Oh, man. I should have known that this is what my 10-minute confession was going to have to be about. I am in a white girl phase. I love white girls. I think they're nice.
Just a phase?
Just a phase? Just a phase.
Just a phase.
Yeah, I like all women, though, man. It's just that since Steve Dez has known me, I had a girlfriend who was white, and I had numerous occasions where I was quite nice to
Caucasians
around.
You, me, and Shoni have the same syndrome in a way.
Yeah.
In a way.
In a way.
I'm with a white lady. Mm-hmm. You were with a white lady. Mm-hmm. Shoni's with a white lady.
Mm-hmm. You're with a white lady right now?
Yeah, mate. Nice. You never met Macy?
No.
My girlfriend, tall
Macy.
Dancer, no?
No. Is that the girl? No.
You never met? Really?
No.
Really?
I haven't.
She's been
she
on Bootsy shows.
Let's come on out, Macy!
Come on out from the basement.
Oh! Why do you have all those chains on, mate? Does he chain you up? Does he not let you? What?
Alex.
No, don't bite me! Ah, I'm foaming at the mouth!
No, stop it. Stop it, baby. Stop it. Get back. Get back.
Go back in there.
I'm going to hit you with a stick.
Steve, I will sue you.
I know you hate the stick.
I will sue you for this attack, this vicious attack.
I'm so sorry. She got rabies. I'm sorry. It's uncurable.
That's terrible. Your girlfriend's going to be pissed at you for hearing this. Improv. WDEZ. Steve Dez Island.
I was watching this movie, Ali G in the House.
Yeah.
Oh my God! So freaking hilarious.
Respect.
R E S P C. Whatever it is.
R-E-S-P-E-K. Respect.
Respect. Respect.
No, yeah. That movie was tight.
Yeah.
Agosto.
Agosto. That's the only Spanish you know now.
I know.
You know chill in Spanish.
Tienes tu tarea? No, la tengo. That's what my teacher would come and ask me. Like, do you have your homework? And I'll be like, nah.
You took Spanish in high school.
I had to. You have to. It's mandatory in Los Angeles. Either Spanish or French.
Oh, really?
2 years, yeah.
Oh, wow. I mean, in my school, it wasn't mandatory to take Spanish. Well, not Spanish. I'm lying. It was mandatory to take at least one foreign language.
Because
you take your English class and you take your Spanish classes.
Yeah.
We have to take either Portuguese or Italian
yeah.
or French.
What'd you take?
That's it. I took Italian and I took French.
Yeah, we have to, in Los Angeles, in LAUSD, you have to take 2 years of foreign language. Mm. But the only two foreign languages most schools offer are French and Spanish.
Mm. I wanted to learn Portuguese since I didn't do it.
Yeah.
But.
I felt like there was no use for me to speak French here. So I took Spanish, and I had fun. All my friends were in Spanish. I did 3 years of Spanish. I did 9th, 10th, and 11th grade Spanish. I was at the Spanish 3. Where it's like the teacher doesn't speak anything but Spanish in class.
See, but now you're going to Amsterdam. Let's say you meet a nice French white girl.
And I would be like, bonjour, mademoiselle.
And they'll be you didn't take the French.
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Si, parlez-vous français?
Bonjour, mademoiselle. Si, parlez-vous français?
That thing is freaking awesome, man.
Bro, you can have such a blast just with that sound effect.
Oh, yeah. Every time I'm gesturing to Steve.
Every time I go down. Bonjour, mademoiselle.
I'm sorry. Get back in the cage. Get back
nah.
in the cage.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Get back.
WDEZ.
Can I make a radio jingle for you right now?
Yeah.
All right. Go down.
WDEZ, smooth hits of the 80s, 90s, and today. Ladies, get your towels. If you have rabies, don't bite Steve Dez.
Have you never thought of making your own podcast?
I have thought about it. We did. Me, Shoney, and Kyle made a podcast that we never figured out how to upload it.
Oh, yeah. It's so really complicated.
We have three episodes that are funny as shit, and we can't get them up. It's called 400 Quarters. And we were going to restart it again on a big-time podcast network, and they were going to produce it. And then I got a job in Amsterdam, so I'm leaving.
I know. Next year. Next year, though.
Next year.
No, but I'll join the team. I'll do your audio stuff.
Do our audio stuff so we can talk about football in this voice.
In this voice, this week, EJ Manuel, the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, was injured. Will he be back for week one? Who knows? WDEZ.
Do you play fantasy football?
Yeah, I am playing fantasy football. I only hear myself in one ear now. Oh, there we go. There we go. Balance it out.
Yeah, I press a button. Shoney was telling me, hey, you want to play some fantasy football? Okay, cool.
Yeah. What is that sound that I keep hearing?
That's Skype.
Skype? Is that people talking about us, or am I just being...
No, it's just random people from Skype. I'm going to get some people from Skype. I'm trying to do that, too.
Do we have at least three people watching us right now?
We should.
You still haven't told me how many people are watching. Where do you see it at?
Trying to check it out. Right now, live... Nobody's watching.
Nobody's watching us live right now. Now we can get naked.
Improv naked. See, bringing it back to the circle. Because we are on the last stretch of the Steve Dez Island podcast, people. And
the last stretch of the Steve Dez Island podcast here on WDEZ. Smooth hits of today. The 80s, the 40s, the 1890s, the 1760s, the 1610s.
And this show is sponsored by
Bright Lights, Light Brights, the new toothpaste of Steve Dez Island. The new shoe store on Steve Dez Island.
Let me do your sponsors for Steve Dez Island.
I can't believe the sponsors say like that could never be on a script. So the ad person said, wait a minute. Okay, I got it now. You're live. You're on air. Ad person.
Wait a minute. Am I on air right now? Okay. I didn't know that. I'm just a regular old ad person. Okay. I'm going to do it right. All right. Today's Steve Dez podcast, WDEZ, has been brought to you by Hot Feet, the new athlete's foot cream. Put this on your feet when your feet are hot. If you are an athlete or just a funky footed ass woman, put this on your feet. Our other sponsor,
Hot Grits.
Burn your husband or wife if they're cheating on you.
Hot Grits.
Our next sponsor is hydrogen peroxide. If you have some wounds, Put them on there. Wow for the night, folk being polite.
On WEZ, WDEZ,
WDEZ, WDEZ, WDEZ, WDEZ, WDEZ.
There we go, people. Carl, is there anything you want to plug again?
Anything I want to plug? Like the White Women page. White Women on Facebook. White Women Improv. And also, Women Be Shopping. On Facebook, those are two different groups. Steve Dez thinks they're the same group.
I think it's the same group.
White Women and Women Be Shopping. If you're in Amsterdam listening to this, I will be performing with Boom Chicago starting on 1 October 2000, because they don't say October 1st, at least in their emails. 1 October 2013, come and check me out. I'm really cool.
What theater?
It's in Centrum. I don't know what the theater is called.
So people go check him out at Centrum?
Yeah, go check me out in Centrum. It's the tourist area of Amsterdam. Boom Chicago. Google it. Boom Chicago. Boom.
Boom Chicago. And where are people can follow your funniness? On Twitter.
Follow me on Twitter. @DammitCarl. DammitCarl. I don't tweet very often, and then when I do, it's usually retweeting other people. But you can still follow me if you want.
Are you still making Vine videos?
I make a few Vine videos. I think I made one a couple days ago. I don't remember. Social media, just I get upset that I'm not more famous on it, and I just give it up.
Oh, okay.
So, but damn it, Carl. Damn it, Carl. On Vine, it's Tarts Tartington. T-A-R-T-Z-T-A-R-T-I-N-G.
See, that's why you're not so famous, because you keep confusing people with so many freaking names. Damn it, Carl.
Damn it, Carl. Tarts Tartington.
White women be shopping. See, I thought it was the same thing, because I got confused.
No. I'm about to sneeze.
Oh, thank God it wasn't on the microphone.
No, why would I sneeze on the mic? That's rude.
You push something. I don't know.
That, you know what? I was listening to your last episode, and that same thing happened.
Yeah. It was because people be touching.
People be touching.
Women be shopping.
On WDEZ. Take me down.
WDEZ. Steve Dez Island. If you want to take a cruise to Steve Dez Island, you can't. Because there are no accessible routes by boat. You have to fly to Steve Dez Island. Only people who are allowed to come. Minorities and drunk white women is what he said earlier. Listen to him. Do it. Boom, shaka, laka, boom, boom, shaka, laka, boom, boom, shaka,
only,
laka,
and it, boom, boom. If you have red hair, boom, boom, shaka, you can also come to my island because I love boom, women shaka, with red hair. I don't know. It's like a thing. I think I'm obsessed with Little Mermaid or something. I don't know, guys, but go and follow Carl. Check why women be shopping. Check his other stuff that he said. Go and rewind it because I don't remember it completely. What? And then after that, go to SteveDez.com and check some of my stuff.
And make sure you sit through this whole podcast.
Make sure you sit through this whole podcast because it was a great time. We had fun.
We had fun
with each other.
Yeah.
And you guys should listen to it and get frustrated with us.
Yeah.
And like it and have fun. And
like it, share it. Tell it to everybody. Shout out to my people in Australia, England, Saudi Arabia, China, Iraq, United States, Puerto Rico, everybody that keeps supporting the podcast. Thank you so much. You're the reason I keep making this and keep inviting great and amazing people like Carl Tart.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, making me all the jingles, rapping for me, making games, doing this podcast even more interesting and crazy.
Crazy.
Crazy. Wasn't crazy as Crazy Town, but it was crazy grounded.
Can I sign us off with a deep voice jingle?
Yeah, go for it. The British girl's going to come by anyway.
Huh?
She's going to come by the British girl again anyway.
What?
The British girl. You remember the British girl?
Mm-mm. What are you talking about? Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, before the British girl comes up, I got to give you one of these.
All right, people. But I'm going to do my official sign-off, and then Carl's going to do his sign-off. The official sign-off, and then the British girl is going to do the official sign-off, okay? So thank you so much, guys, for listening to this podcast. Don't forget to like it, rate it, favorite. Give me reviews on iTunes because that really helps me a lot. And you guys have been doing it. I already have, 40-something whatever ratings?
A lot.
And a lot of them, most of them, are 5 stars. And I really want to thank you guys for doing that. That really helps my podcast a lot. Now, Carl's going to do the official sign-off.
You have been listening to WDEZ, Steve Dez Island's number one rated radio show. Get it in.
Now the official one.
You've been listening to the Steve Dez Island podcast. Be sure to visit SteveDez.com for more information about this episode, as well as past and future episodes. Rate and review this episode on iTunes. Don't forget to follow Steve Dez on Twitter at SteveDezTV and like him on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/SteveDezShow. See you next time.